That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And that old wheel has rolled around again. Rolled around a Saturday morning, and here we are, folks, coming to you live from the Radio Ranch this Saturday morning, May 15th, 2021. We welcome you here. Thank you for joining us. And Jason, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Tim from Nebraska, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
And Remnant, we say good morning to you. Beautiful morning here. We've had rain. The grass is green at the Radio Ranch. And it's all but a little damp this morning. It really is. We've had some good rain, and we're sure tickled about that. And we are sure thankful. We know the good Lord sends the good weather in His season, and we are sure thankful when He sends good rain. We will have the phone lines open up this morning. We'll have those buttons pushed if you want to give us a call in a little bit. But we're going to open up in prayer. We always encourage you to do that very thing before you do just about anything. And we're going to do that here. And Jason, we'll ask you if you would do that for us this morning.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we ask that you lead us, guide us, and direct us this morning, that you strengthen us and that you give us the words to speak. And Father, we just pray that you guide us in the direction we're to go this morning. We pray, Father, for your country and your land and your people. And we just ask, Father, that you be with your people and that you tend to your land and that you work on the hearts and minds of your people all across this land, that they serve you more and that they try harder to be better servants of you. We pray, Father, that you just put the protection on us that we need. We pray, Father, that those that war with us, we ask that you war with them. We pray that you deal with those that fight against us as we realize and recognize that we are living in different times. We hold up that shield of faith and extinguish any and all fiery darts of the evil one and call for them to be extinguished. And Lord, we just ask, Father, that you continue to bless your people and allow us to have those blessings that overflow from your throne, Father. Give us a cup that overflows with blessings. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, Remnant, we welcome you here this morning. The program is Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, and we're here with our Bibles and with our coffee, and the phone lines are open. If you'd like to call in, 307-745-5913, and we'll be glad to take your call. And saw just a headline this morning, as normal. It's about that time of year again for the California water crisis to be talked about again. And this little spin was on the California-Oregon border, which Northern California, certainly Southern California, is usually shy of water. But we're seeing it up in the north part as well. I didn't know if you guys had seen anything or had a comment on that. But, you know, water and rain are part of the natural world that our Lord God Almighty has produced. And we see in the rain, you know, that there were men of God that prayed that it wouldn't rain for 3 years, and it didn't. And then that it would rain, and it did. And been listening to Pastor Peters on the broadcast, the archives this week, and some of his messages. He was teaching how, you know, that came against the other small g gods in the land, because just like Egypt had different small g gods, and the plagues were specifically against those, and to show that they held no power, but that God Almighty did, the great I Am. It is that way today. And you just never hear people praying for rain. He mentioned in one of the broadcasts about people down in Arizona doing calling for a rain dance, and that was not effective, as you can imagine. But I just have to wonder if there's anybody in California or Oregon, you know, praying for rain. Some of the pictures, the reservoirs, the lakes, you know, they look more like getting ready to plant potatoes out there because they're just dry.
Well, and it's interesting to me that you talk about it, they do have these seasons. You know, we're having have seasons for everything. They have a season for this drought, or a season for El Nino, or a season for you know, mass attacks in public. I mean, well, we're approaching that season where, you know, it's like their seasons are pretty messed up. I like God's better. I mean, but
yes, absolutely.
Ecclesiastes, you know, for everything there's a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. But it is interesting that stuff does roll around seasonally. It's like, well, it's the season now to hit gun control, or the season to, you know, their organization on that is really strange.
Yeah, it is.
So, at least the godly mind.
It is. And I know we, the whole area, as far as, you know, kind of the, we're not really Midwest. I don't know if we're kind of more Mountain West, but, you know, we have been forecast as a drought. And when you look at the U.S. Drought Monitor for the, like, I guess the High Plains, and that's from the Dakotas and Nebraska and Kansas, Colorado, and Wyoming, you know, it still looks, at least eastern Colorado is still very droughty, and the north part of North Dakota. You know, we've been seeing this, geez, for years. I was talking to a man yesterday that's not on the ministry, doesn't come to church, and talking about that very thing, just about the drought, that we've been getting good rain, rain's in the forecast here, but the area, this High Plains, is in a drought all the way into Southern California, and every year you hear it's a record drought. and with the fires. Every year it's been record fires. Even Colorado last year had the three largest fires they've ever had in their history, all in one year. That was all last year. Three largest fires, three record fires. And I commented to him. I said, you know, it's almost like it's becoming how California is. Because every year, you remember back, what was it, in 05 and 06, Pastor was preaching on this, the record fires in California. Jason, you prepared a message just the other day for the Timeless Pulpit Truth about the prophecy and the fires in California. And that was from 15 years ago, that even then they were having record fires every year, hotter, more of them, burning more acreage, all that. And they still are. Every year, they still are. And now, we see that in Colorado as well. And anyway, this man that is a believer, he says, well, you know, it's God's curses on the land. And so, I don't know if he said that just because he knows I go to church, but it's interesting that it's, I think more people are seeing those things, that they're seeing that it's not just this Mother Nature that so many people have talked about, that there is a God, and I think that it shows people are turning back to their Bible, that they're reading. You know, if you read Deuteronomy 28, if you read the blessings and the promises, you read of you know, what the prophets told the people. Return to God or else. When you read 2 Chronicles 7:14, you read the two verses before that, and it's God saying, hey, if I dry up and if I don't send rain, you can pray to me and ask for it. But the people are destroyed without that knowledge, and so many of the people don't have it. It is encouraging when you see the one that does kind of lean that way and does, you know, surprise you with a comment that it's because maybe God's cursing the land because of the sin.
Interesting. Yeah, we had one of the things, kind of goes along in that vein a little bit, but one of the things I found out here was that they were talking about the fact that revenue's way down off of traffic stops and one thing or another. Here and more than usual, and they were wondering what was up with that, and they said, well, unofficially, we just don't want to kick anything over that's going to create a major problem here, you know, like with BLM or with anybody like that. I thought that was kind of that's like, wow. It's kind of a win-win, but, you know, I just, because it's all about revenue anyways, but there's a lot of things going on there that are like, well, you know, it's not about the enforcement of godly morality. A lot of it's about the enforcement of making money. So, and that's just, I mean, I don't really want to get into that, but I heard a podcast or a snippet off of it Thursday, and Prince Harry, and I don't really follow the royals, but this just kind of caught my eye, and I looked at it, and I was like, wow, and he made some crack about the First Amendment being bonkers and all that. Of course, they're over here in North America right now, you know, or he gave up everything, and they're living over here supposedly, and I thought it was interesting that... What I really liked reading was the comments.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Exactly. You know, we got rid of the royals. Go back to England. You know, if you can't deal with the, it's so funny.
You couldn't deal with
run over
before,
here.
Your fathers couldn't, so get lost.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, it just had me really.
Well, that's just atypical, isn't it, guys? How they, you know, the people come here and then bitch and gripe about things here. It's like, well, then don't be here.
Yeah.
Don't be here. If
don't
you,
be here. You
yeah.
are here. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I think it's interesting that just you know that they come over here with all their, they drag all that over here, and yeah. But if you really want to be encouraged, find something like that. I didn't read the comments because it will encourage you. It'll encourage you greatly. You talk about running into people. That's what made me think about it. You talk about people, you know, having a little bit of an eye to see or an ear to hear, or, you know, and the comments are very interesting. And sometimes, depending on the site, obviously, you know, they can all go one way or the other. But I don't know. It lifts my spirits whenever I look at those and read some of them. Like, hey, yeah, we fought a revolution to get rid of the Royals. Just pack up and go back to wherever.
That's right.
We don't want your kind. So
yeah, the last time
we thought it was him.
The last time we were worried about the Royals was about 1776.
Yeah, well, and they exactly what makes them, their attitude any more important than anyone else's, and see that's the issue over here. But it's a matter of press. But at any rate, I just thought that was kind of an interesting thing, and I think that we're seeing, for those with eyes to see, a lot more of, oh, these little G gods coming out and wanting to play God with their CRISPR technology and their vaccine, and you know, releasing the mosquitoes down there in Florida. I don't know if anybody heard about that, the GMO mosquitoes that are, and then we've got them working on chestnut trees that are CRISPR edited, that, you know, they want to release supposedly to help the environment. And you know, it's so strange to me, and passes so strange, that they want it all their way. You know, they want to play it both ways. See, they believe in evolution, and they believe that we just evolved. But if that's the case, then you have to leave the environment alone, and you have to step back, and you can't be part of it. Well, if you, and I'm saying I believe in evolution, I'm just using it as a point, but if you evolve from it, then you have every right to be there, because you were part of the evolution. And if you're the top of the food chain, you can make those choices and everything else. Consequently, if you were created by the living and all-powerful God and in his divine image and given dominion over the earth, you have every right to participate in a godly way in the things that go on, and, you know, not mess with his creation and do what's biblical and what's right. And people don't. There's some real hypocrisy going on there, and God hates hypocrites. And I mean, we all have to fight it to some degree in our lives, but it's an interesting thing to me when I look around and see all that. I think a lot of times your eyes being opened to the hypocrisy that is around you is, it's either a blessing and sometimes it's a burden, but it's still an amazing thing when you can see some of those things and call them out.
Amen. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. If you have a comment, if you have a question, and would be glad to take your call.
Yeah, one thing that, you know, there's droughts in some places, but here in Colorado, I mean, it's, people haven't even got their corn in. They're trying to get corn and stuff to get their plants planted, and it's been too wet. We had rain again last night, and it's been wet. And you can't say that, you know, it droughts here because of, you know, because of sin or because of, you know, the way that a state is going, or, you know, vice versa. It's, you know, there's good people. I mean, it's like, you know, when we talk about California, we're not saying that, you know, everybody in the state of California is bad. I mean, you know,
sure.
You look at what's happened in Colorado and in Wyoming and in Nebraska, and, you know, it doesn't mean that everybody in that state's bad. And it's, you know, some people get all ruffled up when you talk about a state, you know, being that. But, you know, I mean, they've all got their problems. And, you know, there's good people, and I'm sure there's good people in every one of the states that we've got. One thing that I've, you know, noticed and talked to people is like, the, you know, the people that are trying to get out of California, I mean, there's businesses that are, that are shutting down and moving out of California and going back to Mexico right now just because of, you know, basically taxes and laws that they can't get away from that is costing them so much money. They've done the same thing in Colorado, and they've done the same thing in Nebraska. And, you know, in Wyoming, Wyoming's really good for a lot of things, but it's really bad for a lot of things as well. And you see that with every state. Every state's got its pros and it's got its cons.
Yes.
You know, weather's nice in California, and there's some really beautiful real estate, and it grows some really good trees. I mean, there's a lot of things that are good to say about California, and it's all, you know, God created it all, and it's all part of His ecosystem. And you know, it's exciting to see when, you know, when you've got people that can recognize that. And there's a lot of things that are changing in this land. And a lot of people are moving from here to there. We've seen a lot of bumper stickers and a lot of stickers stuck on a lot of different places down here. You go to the coffee shop, and every one of the coffee shops around here, you know, they have their "Leave Your Californication Behind You," and or they have these bumper stickers that are stuck on these posts that say, "Don't bring your California to our Colorado."
Right.
And I mean, there's people that are fighting back. We've seen a lot of people. There's been a lot of liberals, leftists that have tried to leave California because, oh, it's too strict. And then they show up here in Colorado and they want to make it. They would just, the first thing that they want to do is pass more laws. And people joke about it. But, I mean, it's the real deal as far as all of them. But does that mean that every one of them that leaves California and comes here is that way? No, it doesn't. You know, one of the other things that I noticed this week in the headlines is talking about the news is, you know, Biden came out and says that a patriot is someone who gets vaccinated, and if you're not vaccinated, and you're not a patriot. You know, I was talking to a gentleman yesterday whose son was in the Army Corps Reserves and been on bases, and they said that 60% of the National Guard and where he was at refused the vaccine, and they weren't making it mandatory. So, you know, you talk about 60% of our National Guard not being patriots. Yeah, I mean, there's something to laugh at.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, it's like those are what you think of as patriots, and then you see, you know, statements like that, and it's just like it shows you how messed up this new administration is, or this administration that is basically a false administration in my book. And then you know, there was one thing that didn't get a whole lot of headlines, but it was pretty big over in Europe and in Russia. It was about this Dunkin' Donuts employee that, you know, they make it out like he was accused of killing a customer with one punch after he called him a racial slur. And a 77-year-old gentleman goes into a Dunkin' Donuts, and after complaining about the service in the drive-thru, and the black employee comes out, and he says something. Supposedly says something. They said that they wouldn't put it in the news, and they wouldn't put it in any of the reports because they thought that it might cause some problems if they published what he supposedly. So there's only two people that were there, and one of them's dead. And you know, this black is trying to stand beside. Well, he called me a racial slur, and that's his defense. And that's his defense. And he thinks that he should be able to kill the 77-year-old man because he was called a racial slur. So, you know, I think this kid was 20 some years old, maybe 27. But he was 27 years old. He hits a 77-year-old man in the head, knocks him to the ground unconscious, and the guy dies in the hospital. And you know, where's the white people burning down the Dunkin' Donuts? Where's the white people writing in the streets? No, they're not. You know,
right?
That's the difference. That's cultural differences.
Yes.
That's very interesting.
Yep. Thought crimes. Don't even think it, much less say it. How many times did our pastor our prophet say that very thing. He prophesied. He told us that was coming. He saw the seeds of that being formed, and here it is. Absolutely. You know, Jason, like you mentioned about Biden talking about, oh, you're only a patriot if you get vaccinated. They are trying to promote that vaccination so hard. You know, the CDC came out with new rules that vaccinated people don't have to wear a mask anymore, and they're leaving it up to private businesses. If you want to segregate them like a football stadium or a baseball stadium, yeah, you can open up. But you have to, you know, the vaccinated people don't have to wear a mask. But the unvaccinated, well, you know, and so once again, they're drawing that line. They are making that line broader and wider. And so the feds aren't, you know, it's not O'Biden passing this, but you remember back the speed limit. When it was voluntarily, supposedly voluntarily, 55 miles an hour back in the early 70s to conserve gas. And most people just remember from the rock song that says, I can't drive 55. But, you know, back in the 70s there was. That's why, and it was nationwide. Now, the feds didn't pass a law that made each state have their maximum speed limit 55. They didn't do that. But what they did was that to receive federal highway funds, that was what was tied to the voluntary speed limit. And so if a state reduced its speed limit to 55, and this is back in the early 70s, it would receive its share of federal highway funds. If the state didn't comply, no federal highway funds would come to it. And so, you know, most of the states did immediately, but eventually all the states did because it was tied to getting the money. And I think we'll see this again. The wording coming out with this, with the vaccination requirements, oh, you're only a patriot if you do it. And, you know, you've got states that are passing, I think Florida did, no vaccination passport. We're not going to go there. And they're being proactive in passing that. Other states, I think it's going to get real chinky here real quick. I do. And it's all, I think, you know, for not. The hypocrisy of the left with the, you know, that we've always heard regarding the abortion stance, their abortion stance, and that's that they proclaim my body, my choice. But see, that doesn't, they don't want to apply that to us. They don't want to apply that to those that disagree with them. So it's you know, it is getting more interesting when it comes to this. The vaccinations and masks and so forth.
Yeah, I think the states' rights movement has played into that, and I think in a lot of ways the internet has, and a lot of this other information that has become more readily available. I mean, we talk about. It occurred to me the other day that, you know, we talk about the world being in a bad situation, and maybe they don't know about God, but I think that it's a very good possibility that more people are aware of it than ever before, but the choices are just more solid. You know what I mean? They've made their choice. They're not, it's not an unknown. A lot of times we assume because they worship Satan or they worship these other little g gods and run around and do that they don't know any better. But the fact of the matter is a lot of them do, and they do so with, you know, in your face. Oh, we want to put Satan out in front of the courthouse, and we want to. But the fact of the matter is we have many states out there right now, and I think you can look at the constitutional carry rules. I think you can look at those sorts of things and kind of follow along with it gives you an idea of the temperature of freedom in that state. I mean, how are they going to protect their citizens? How are they going to, you know, allow choice, the freedoms that we hold dear as a godly people? And I think that we're seeing there's a lot of that going on, and there is a major division, probably more so right now than even during the time of the Civil War and stuff, as far as the, I guess you could call it the red and blue temperature, or the godly and ungodly temperature. But you know, you can see these things. They like to use the word liberal and conservative. I don't like that. I'm more like Christian and Antichrist. I like that better. But you know, the states that are largely Christian, their philosophy, their ideas of freedom, their ideas of, and it also falls in, if you kind of look at those states and look at them, it falls in with godly ideals as far as farming and as far as many other things go like that. I mean, the states that tend to hold that deer, they're closer to God and the land. And, you know, I don't know too many farmers. It's like one of our speakers used to say, there's no atheists in foxholes. Well, there's not very many of them in farm fields either. You know, they they kind of know where their rain comes from and where they're, and there's an underlying thing there. When you put the seed in the ground and you see the miracle that God made and the growth of that, and when you see the miracle of rain just in time and the seasons and the way that goes, you know, it changes you on a base level on how you act and how you interact. And I think we see that in some of these other rules. But I think there's a lot of states that aren't going to knuckle under and aren't going to do that. But the real issue seems to be this corporate insurance financial espionage that's going on. It's the overreach of that. They don't care what the states think. That's their workaround on that. And I think we see that going on, you know, in how they get rules passed and how they get, it's like the state says, no, we're not going to have any rule about face masks. We're not going to have any rules about this. But the insurance company says, well, you can't hire anybody in this state that has that rule. Oh, you, or this freedom. You can't hire anybody who isn't vaccinated, or, and you can't have people in here working in this place if you don't have a mask and if you don't do this and that, because you won't have any insurance or you won't have any,
yes,
you know,
yes,
financial. So they enforce those things by edict, you know, I mean, private edict. So, that's one of those, there's some correction factors coming in that too, I think.
Yep. You know, Tim, I heard, yesterday that Delta, they're not requiring their current employees to be vaccinated. It's still a choice. But all new employees, that was effective yesterday, will have to have the COVID vaccine. And so multiply that around. Multiply that around. So, you know, if that you know, goes and continues the way that that it certainly could, you know, there again, there's that requirement that's not a law, but it's a requirement.
Exactly. Well, and they want to, I mean, we see this thing with lab-grown meat. We see this thing with these GMO crops. And the thing that interests me about that that goes on is we don't need them. There's no shortage of food in this country, or in the world for that matter either. I mean, they love to make everybody think there is, but well, what we have is there's whole countries that don't eat. It's true, but it's a matter of socio-political economic problem. It's not a fact that there's no food. I mean, they're starving it. People, they're using it as a weapon. They won't import it. They won't allow it to grow. They're, you know, the upheaval in that country is what's causing those issues. I mean, it's not about the food. So,
right.
You know, I mean, how often have we heard news reports of all this food was sent to some place and in you know, later they find it all in a warehouse. It was never distributed. It was never given to the people. It was never anything else. I mean, it was free. It cost them nothing, but it was used as a weapon. I mean, they wanted to destroy their enemies or use them for that, and that's the issue. So, and they use it as an economic weapon. I mean, we've got people out there destroying the soil, like Jason talks about, and creating issues there that are they destroy themselves financially with the chemical companies trying to stimulate growth to meet financial obligations that are extremely over the top. And, you know, it's just a never-ending circle of destruction that's got to be broken and got to be changed.
Amen. Well, again, Remnant, phone lines are open this morning, 307-745-5913, if you'd like to give us a call. You know, something that kind of hits us near and dear, the cattle market. You know, beef in the store is at a 20-year high. It is. Even the you know, whether you're at getting the mystery meat at Walmart or some good beef at the grocery store, if you can track it down, and if you have a good labeling, which not all of it does, and can tell that it does come from some good places. Jason, you mentioned the other day Costco having some good organic Colorado-grown beef, Colorado-raised beef, and that's sure good to see. But boy, when you look at the trade magazines, you know, oh, trades were with a weak undertone and steady to $5 lower and tested this week. Cash-fed cattle in the southern plains, lightly tested this week, steady to $2 lower. Compared to last week, steers and heifers sold $1 to $5 lower. And so, and then in the same report, demand for beef continues to push the cutout higher. And so people are wanting more and more beef, but it is bringing less and less in the market. And so, you know, somebody's making money on it. And again, it's not, we've talked about it before, it's not the rancher, it's not the guy that's out here raising the beef. And so, folks, we remind you, you know, shop local. Find somebody local. I would bet within 30 minutes to an hour of wherever you live that you can find some 4-H steers. And you can find some, you know, we've talked about local growers. I want you to think about local, you know, local ranchers, local people that might have a couple of whether it's the 4-H steers or just a few head of cattle, to look at that. Because when you break it down and you, you know, get to thinking that you're not just going to go buy a pound of hamburger at a time, if that's all you're going to do, then, you know, don't worry about it. But you can get much better beef locally for a better price overall if you do that, if you look local as compared to, you know, the price of good beef. Now, if you're just happy with mystery meat from Walmart, well, you know, that's just how it is. Had a neighbor picked up a let me get the numbers right. I don't want to mix it up, but I'll give you this real quick. A neighbor picked up a half, not from us, but a half a beef. And it will be cheaper than buying it at the store. Anyway, yeah, half a beef, $800, and it'll be, you know, it might be $400 for the butcher price, but that'll be half a beef. That'll be half roast, half steaks, you know, ground beef, however they want to have it cut up, for $1,200, and that'll be almost half price if you went and bought that at the grocery store. For good, clean, local grass-fed beef. if that's what you like, grass-fed beef. And so it's just a way of thinking that, you know, if you buy it in bulk, it's going to be less. And you're supporting the guy down the road as opposed to, you know, this huge difference. When you look, here was even the last auction here in Colorado. Here's steers. Here's steers selling for, you know, $1.80, $1.70, $1.60, $1.20 per hundredweight. Okay? That's like $1.80 a pound, folks. Okay? And then when you're paying $18 a pound for some, you know, for a steak cut or something in the store, you know, you can do better than that. You can, and it helps. It just helps the local economy out, and it makes for good connections to know where your food is coming from. And that's part of that movement, you know, that the dirt to soil, the regenerative growers guide, the no-till vegetable culture, the you know, the farmers market. We're getting into where that's going to be firing up pretty quick, and so we encourage you, Remnant, to be involved in those things. You know, if you can grow and raise your own food, fantastic. If you can't, there's somebody nearby you that does that you can support and help them out, and you end up on the better end of the deal as well. Well, guys, let's see. We covered a few things. Hey, how about a little sports minute? You guys care about a sports minute? I really don't. But one caught my eye this week. I just thought I'd mention it. Our good old buddy Tim Tebow might be back in the spotlight. The Jacksonville Jaguars are considering signing Tim Tebow as, I think, tight end. Tim Tebow made an announcement a few weeks ago. I follow him on his – he's got several Christian outreaches. He does the Night to Shine for the mentally disadvantaged Down syndrome, mainly children throughout the nation, to give them a prom. And his Tim Tebow Foundation supports that and pushes and promotes that. We've done that a couple years here in Laramie. And he has a worldwide foundation on trying to stop the child trafficking and the sex trafficking that goes on, that is rampant all around the nation. But anyway, he had made a mention that he you know, might be getting back into professional sports, and apparently the Jacksonville Jaguars are taking a look at him. And of course, they're coming under heat for doing that. Why? Because he professes Jesus Christ. That's why. And so, folks, I hope you see that. And that's why I follow it. I haven't watched a professional ball game, football, baseball, basketball, in I don't know how many years. I could care less. But I think it's interesting of the flack that is coming against the Jacksonville Jaguars for even considering bringing this Jesus Christ professing Christian back into to being able to play. And I saw this note on that too, an unlikely supporter, somebody that's in the spotlight, kind of you know, in the in the media, whatnot, or at least used to be, and that was Gene Simmons. He was an old rock star, isn't he? I think that's what it was. The name sounded familiar. And but he's defending Tim Tebow for coming in and wanting to play, for trying out and playing and wanting to do that, and you know, defending him against these. This onslaught from the left, from the ungodly, from those that hate God and hate God's people. Just a quick sports minute. That's where it is. I don't know if we'll have any follow up on that, but But Remnant, I hope you see that for what it is. It's not about sports, okay? It's not about sports. It's about, holding. We get accused, we get accused, oh, that's what the blacks do. Oh, you're holding down the black man. You've always held down the black man. No, we've lifted the black man up in this nation more so than any other nation in the world. But what happens? The Christian is being persecuted. The Christian is being held down. It's almost like not a cold war, but a cold discrimination that we see. That the enemies of God are wanting to destroy the Christian American way of life, and this is one more example. So you take a look at it, Remnant. You take a look and see if that's not what's happening. You can Google it. You can look in the you might have to search a little bit to find it, but you see if that's not what is happening out there. And I tell you that it is. It is.
And they don't like Jesus Christ. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, no.
They don't want people to stand for God or even have mildly, Christian thoughts in their head. So
that's right.
That question of... excuse me, what would Jesus do? That kind of disappeared out of parlance, didn't it? I was thinking about that the other day. There for a while, it was like everything you looked at said, well, what would Jesus do? But the problem was that some people actually went and checked out what Jesus would do.
That's right. That's right.
Like, we need to get rid of that.
Yeah,
they thought it was all going to be like...
They couldn't maintain
bambi
that.
Stuff, and, yeah, now it's not, so let's get rid
right.
of that.
Right, because Jesus called sin sin, and I saw one comment on that was, what would Jesus do? Well, make a cat of nine tails and beat people with it is not out of the question. I mean, we read about that, and so yeah, that definitely. Guy sent me a video from I think it was just last week, May 8th. I guess is baseball getting kicked back up? I think this was an Atlanta Braves baseball game in Atlanta. And maybe they do it all the time. Anyway, they had a lady sing God Bless America at the beginning of it. And the little deal said 38,000 people in the stands stood up and sang God Bless America with this girl. And that's a prayer. I know it was written by whoever, Irving Berlin or, some Jew. I know that. But it had been a couple years ago, it had been taken out of ball games in the Northeast because apparently Kate Smith, who sang it originally, had some tie-in to some, like the Dunkin' Donuts black guy. Some tie-in to some racial slur 75 years ago or something. I mean, it's ridiculous. But I don't know about you. It's encouraging to me to see 38,000 people stand up and sing God Bless America. I think that's better.
Right.
That's better than not, anyway.
Shows that they would rather be, they'd rather be counted with God than against him, even. Yeah, whether they, some people aren't exactly sure what it all entails, but that's the side they want to be on. I mean,
right.
Praise the Lord, they're willing to get there. I mean, and that they want to learn, and we're all in that learning walk. It doesn't just occur
that's right.
that way. So, yeah.
It's in their genetics. It's in their genetics. It's part of who they are. It's part of that covenant promise that God made with Israel. Where he said, I'll make a new covenant with them, same people I made the old covenant with, the house of Israel and the house of Judah, and I'll put my laws, statutes, and judgments in their heart. And like you said, Tim, they may not understand it. They may not know why, but it resonates. It does. It resonates.
Well, it's one of those he will. And he works with his sons. and daughters.
Yes.
And, you know, that's the way that is when you're being worked with. Like, you're there. Whatever point you are on that walk is where you're at, but you're still moving in that direction. God's moving you along.
Amen. Well, just a few minutes left this morning. Again, Remnant, phone line's open. We've got time for a call or two, 307-745-5913. Boy, the Middle East is back to madness. Not just wars and rumors of wars, but bombings and explosions. And, boy, Israel and Palestine are at it again. And Afghanistan, we're trying to get the troops out finally. But they're still just reverting back to living by the sword as they have. You know, there was a girls' school bombed, I think, on Monday. They bombed their own people. It's just a mess that is going on, that has been going on, and probably will continue to over in the Middle East. I've got a friend that's a retired first sergeant that spent many of the last 20 years over there, and you know, he'll let you know that there's just we have no business being over there. You know, those people have been, he said, you know, they've been fighting among each other since the beginning of time. And, you know, holding grudges, there is no forgiveness. There is no, you know, many people will agree with the bombing and killing of school-age girls at a girls' school because their outlook and attitude is to keep the women down, to use them for nothing but breeding and to strike fear into the hearts of the people that think differently, and you know, that there is no that they're not going to convert to our way of thinking, to our way of life. And from somebody that's been there,
I think the thing, go ahead.
No, that was it, just from somebody that's been there.
One of the things that you know, I remember Pastor talking about a long time ago is, are there other gods in the world? Absolutely. The Bible makes that very clear, and just a shorty, but people worship those other gods. Not everybody. Not everybody worships the true God, the one God. You know, they worship their own God, and some of those gods are, I mean, our God is to be worshipped by us, and he can be worshipped by the others, but to make the mistake and think that everybody in the world is going to worship our God willingly is, you know, God says at the end, then that's when that happens. And those things, you know, there is no king but King Jesus, but some of them aren't going to be happy about it. I mean, a lot of them aren't going to be. But the thought that you can go in and systematically, and it runs that line along everything else, to systematically think that you're going to go in and change their thoughts to our thoughts and their way of doing things to our way of doing things is erroneous. And that's why borders are important. And that's why God ordained countries.
Yes.
and places of protection. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand how God set things up.
That's right.
And
that's being destroyed today. That's being absolutely destroyed, not only there, but here as well. You know, we've only had, what, a 500,000 come across the southern border since the beginning of the year, is a conservative estimate. You know, a full just seeing a destruction of our border. Well, guys, we're all but out of time. Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you, Remnant, for tuning in. And you can join us at church tomorrow. We encourage you to do that. Starting at 8:30 Mountain, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern Time, at 7:30 on the West Coast. See, we don't forget about you, California. And join us, scriptures4america.org. Click on the live video stream, and good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, we will be there and streaming live. I have a little review for you first thing, and then a timeless pulpit truth that are just grand slam home runs. I mean, I say that every week because that's what they are. They are just much-needed truths from the Bible for today. Brother Jonathan will be there with a live message. Looking forward to that. We will partake of communion. It'll give you an opportunity to gather with the saints. And so we encourage you, we invite you to come do that. Well, guys, again, thanks. We'll go out with a Mike Platt J song, and we'll see you at church tomorrow.
About what's really going on. No one's got the guts to tell the truth. Righteousness is taking a stand. Holiness has drawn its line. The righteous will take it by force and push the evil one back this time. In the name of in this world that we totally come against. The only way to win this war is in our churches and in our homes. Praying to the Father in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Praying.
God's waiting at the end of our ride.